All right, so Gavin, how's the show been going for you? Are you having a good time?
The show, the first couple of days was crazy. Like, lots and lots of people. Right now, we're on Sunday of the show.
Yeah.
Starting to calm down a little bit. But my voice has not come back. But it's been a good show.
I've kind of got my energy back a little. Like, somewhere around 3 p.m. yesterday, I was totally cracked. But now I'm okay. I actually went to bed and everything. I slept. I'm feeling okay. It's been a good show. Hanging out at this booth has been awesome. It's fun to, like, be at the Seps booth. How has it been going for Seps?
Yeah, at the show, we've been meeting a lot of new people. People are very excited to learn about this solution for a crazy problem and a major problem that a lot of shops have, which is the artwork side of things. Just getting print files, just getting customer-ready files done. Mm-hmm. It's a major headache for a lot of shops, right? And trying to either supplement your in-house graphic design team it's costly. It takes a long time. So for people to hear that there's another option, and Seps is that other option, they're very receptive to it.
Hearing you talk to all these different print shop owners, I'd love to know, like, I've been hearing you say it with them. There's a lot of ways that you differentiate yourself from, like, a cheap outsourced digitizer. Yeah. And you really are more of a platform and a system now, as opposed to, hey, you know, just pay me when you need me.
Yeah.
So tell them a little bit about, like, the platform and the way that you're consistently involved in their workflow, as opposed to just being someone who's begging to digitize an embroidery file.
Yeah. Look, I ran a screen printing shop for a long time, right?
Yeah.
So I knew what really was bothering me, like, when I ran my shop on this side of the business. And me working with, say, with a freelancer, it kind of got me part of the way there, but it wasn't completely there, because, like, they wasn't truly solving the problem that I needed. I needed this whole thing to come off my plate, and for them to truly do it in a professional way, and also understand the technical side of things. That's what we tried to do at Stepside. I was really give you that same experience as if the person was in your shop, but they just so happened to be remote. And here's how we approach this: is one, we give you a platform that's super simple where you could send your job over to us. That's one way to do it. The other way is we could work right inside of your own platform or your shop management software. So that way you don't have to change your workflow, because you already have something. You just want to be able to somebody to plug into it. So we could do that. A few other things that we do inside of Seps.io that makes us different and also makes this a really positive experience for a lot of shops is we provide them with a customer success person that is there to support them. That person is there to communicate with them. They're there to also make sure that the graphic designer is successful. They're there. They could be on a Slack channel with you. They could be uploading stuff in your shop management tool. This makes this different because graphic designers, they don't want to do any of that. They just want to be able to focus on just doing the graphic design part and creating the files, right? And splitting those two roles gives us the flexibility to do that. And also, it makes every job that goes through our platform gets quality control twice, at least twice. So imagine the work that you're getting is not, you don't have this crazy back and forth with, like, where the guy was just rushing to it, because it is the job of the account manager to make sure that they're double checking the graphic designer. So those are some of the things that we do to make it different, and also to make the experience where it's like it's almost in-house and what you truly need as a shop owner.
Yeah, and one thing that I feel like you're almost not bringing up enough is how much cheaper it is to, like, let's say you're my shop or a shop like mine, 1-2 Autos.
Yeah.
If I get, like, the cheapest in-house person I can get and tell them to do all of this for me,
yeah,
I'm looking at $3,000 a month, and I'm not paying them well. They probably don't have all the skills.
Yeah.
But your plan is starting at $500,
yeah,
and it scales up to $2,000.
Yeah.
So even your expensive plan is saving me $1,000 a month compared to in-house. And I think that's, like, a huge selling point that I think you could brag about more, because you're getting multiple people working on your projects consistently, or you could have one guy that you're paying not that well, and you're hoping he can keep up.
Yeah, and you're right about that. The price is a thing, and maybe I should be doing a better job of saying that. I tend to lead, hey, this is what we could do, this is the quality that we could offer, and this is the experience that we could offer. Yes, the price is part of it, but I led with what I thought the experience should be.
Yeah.
But and you're right. It is. Think about it. The average graphic designer that's not even specialized, a graphic designer full time, you're paying about $5,000 a month just for salary, right? Plus, imagine adding benefits and all that in the tax. You're looking at 6 to 7, right? When you do the math and you put it together, and you can find graphic designer, but are they specialized for screen printing or right. printmaking? Like, that's not a, those people are not, you can't just find them that easy. What we've done is find these people, train them, get them certified, so that way when they're handling your art, you can have high confidence, right? And another cool thing that we've done lately is we brought on a few US-based artists that are senior artists that are there to support our other remote artists. So that way, if you do have a problem on press or you need something quick, we could do a live phone call, or we could get on Zoom with you, or we could get on that Slack channel just to solve that problem. Our whole thing is to make sure that you're not stuck and burning money while you're on press, your guys are waiting, we get it. So that's the reason why we added this part of our business. This was a new update for 2024.
Yeah, that's gonna be awesome for you guys, because having somebody who is like a high level graphics person,
yeah.
who can be on the phone, be seeing the file in the folder, be fixing it live because you're saying that the separation looks weird on press.
Yeah,
that's gonna be huge, because it'll cut all those turnaround times, and it'll mean that on the easier graphics, that can be brought and spread out amongst the team.
Yeah.
And when something is a ridiculously difficult 12 color sep, you've got the guy that absolutely knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Yeah, so we've been able to do that. Guys that have worked in big shops, busy shops, they understand the shop environment. Leveraging those and also combining that with our remote workforce.
Awesome. Yeah, I've been really impressed. Like today in our class when you were talking about it, just seeing the amount of workflows and like the rules you've created that are in place for every single step,
yeah.
it makes your whole system so much more consistent than, you know, one or two people who are trying to get through the day. Yeah. You have this massive team and this massive workflow now in place, and it just feels like you could grow this a lot larger,
yeah.
because you have so many rules in place to cover yourself and have the checks in place for the quality to stay high.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's really awesome to see.
Yeah, and honestly, it was a selfish thing, because I really wanted to provide confidence to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I really wanted to be able to sleep at night knowing that we're doing something that is good. And of course, as a result of that, it gives the customer confidence, right? Are we saying we're perfect? We're getting there. Yeah, we're getting very, so
2025, perfection.
Yeah, but it's a work in progress, and you are dealing with humans. One of the things I do ask all the shop owners, like, we have your best interest at heart. Our team has our best interest at heart. Look, when you work with us, you're working with humans that are professional. They are also human. Treat them well, they will treat you well. Like, you literally have access to the whole team where you could just talk to them. That's one of the things that we ask for any shop owners that's going to be working with us. It's just understand this is our values align, we'll work together. If values don't align, then it doesn't make sense.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it'll be great to see how it grows this year. I'm sure you'll be picking up some clients from this show.
Yeah.
Your booth had like constant attention. We couldn't go 3-4 minutes without a new conversation.
Yeah, it's been a good show.
All right. Well, you should definitely come by and check out the Atlantic City show if you're on the East Coast, because the class went amazing.
Yeah.
The show and the booth has been fun. We did like 7 of these podcasts all at the table.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'd love to see people next time.
Yeah. Thank you, Cole.
Yeah, thanks.
All right.